up your hands and just worship him tonight. Father, we love you. We honor you. We adore you. We magnify you. Blessed be your name for the privilege of this awesome, auspicious, wonderful song. We love you, Lord. We honor you, Lord. We adore you, Lord. We magnify you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Elohim. Thank you, Elohika. Elohino. What a privilege. What an honor. We worship you. We adore you. In Jesus' precious name. Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout to the Lord with the voice of triumph. Please be seated. I appreciate and welcome everyone here tonight. And choir, that was very, very powerful. And very, very, very prophetic. It's messianic. It's classical. It's operatic. And we believe it's a new day. Give the Lord a big praise. Matthew chapter 4. And in verse 4. But he answered and said unto them. And said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. By every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. This evening, we are looking at the subject, the necessity of the word of God. The necessity of the word of God. Our objective is to understand how crucial the word of God is to the life of the believer. How crucial is it? How critical is the word of God to the life of the believer? The passage, or rather the worship, the song, gave us a scripture, and that is Job chapter 23, verse 12. He said, neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. The meaning of that is, the word of God is as necessary to the spirit and life of a person like food is necessary to the body and the spirit. The word of God is as necessary to the spirit and the life of a person like food is necessary to the body and the soul of man. The meaning is, the spirit of man and the life of man are as dependent on the word like the body and life are dependent on food. The spirit of a man, the spiritual life of a person is as dependent on the word the same way the natural life of a person is dependent on food. Am I communicating? That makes it very serious. The spirit man and the spiritual life of a person, they are as dependent on the word of God as the body, the natural life, is dependent on food.
food is not taken for a while, the body dies. And if word is not taken for a while, spiritual life disappears, dies. Having looked at that, therefore, let's look at the following necessities of the word of God to the life of a person. Number one, the word of God is the word of life. Is the word of life. Life, both in quality and durability, hang on the word. Life, both in quality and durability, hang on the word. Life in quality hangs on the word. Life in durability hangs on the word. We just saw it now. Your word is as crucial to me as my necessary food. In Philippians chapter 2 and in verse 16, the Bible says, holding forth the word of life. The word of life. The word of God is the word of life. That I may rejoice in the day of Christ. The word is the word of life. 1 John chapter 1 and in verse 1. 1 John chapter 1 and in verse 1. He said, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled, of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it. The word of life. The word of God is the word of life. If you want to live well, if you want quality life, if you want meaningful life, if you want durable life, did you hear what I just said? If you want quality life, if you want meaningful life, if you want purposeful life, and if you want durable life, you cannot do without the word. Oh yes, you can, the word of God can guarantee longevity of life, longevity of life. The words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. John chapter 6 and in verse 63, for it is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. And I speak to one hearing me here this night, everywhere you are watching around the world or here in person, every force of death looking for you is arrested right now in the name of Jesus. Every force of premature death looking for you is arrested right now in the name of Jesus. I decree you shall fulfill your days. You shall fulfill your destiny. You shall fulfill your purpose in the earth. And by the mercies of God, you will not lose your loved one in this season. Shout the loudest. Amen. Little writer says, I shall fulfill my days. The word of God to me is the word of life. You know, we had an incredible testimony yesterday at the healing and deliverance service. Young lady in the year of 2021, last year, had a surgery on her thyroidectomy. And then after the surgery, they took her back. I don't know. I can't even explain what she was saying. That they said that maybe they forgot something and they opened the place up again and then closed it back. That was the last she would know. And then they took her in. Before you could say praise the Lord, they began to resuscitate her. Oxygen. And so on and so forth. Long story made short. She died. Stepped out of her body. And she was standing like this. And watching her body. They were hitting her and say, wake up. You can't go like that. You can't die like this. Wake up. Get up. She just stood there, just watching and almost crying, but just watching herself. Next thing she saw was that she has left that place. Her spirit left that place and she was at her house in Nyanya. According to her, she changed or whatever it was and then left the place and she was no longer touching the ground, she was walking in the air. That is proper spirit. And then stepped into the glory gate here, and then stepped in straight and saw me standing on the altar, declaring the word. And then, I think I was dancing or so, I doing something like this. And she said that was death that was crushing, the death that came for her, that I was crushing on that altar. Long story made short, she stepped to that altar there. What was this that I said to her? I caused death in her life, and so on and so forth. I went there, and I said, go and return with your testimony. So she left here straight and went to her body in Lafayette. She said when she passed here, no security could see her. They couldn't stop her. They couldn't ask her where she was going. Because she was passing, it was a spirit moving. She entered back into her body in Lafayette, and then her hand moved. She was already in the coffin. Ambulance was already taking her. They had already signed their certificate. And her hand moved. And they say she is still alive. That's her right there. And they say she is still alive. Long story made short, she woke up. Long story made short, after waking up, she had lost her voice. They tampered with whatever it was in the surgery. God brought the voice back. And she was there yesterday testifying. What was it? She came and met the word being declared. Right from this altar. And the word arrested death. Arrested death. Injected life. Until she left here. The spirit left here. Went into her body. In Lafayette with the speed of light. Who says that there is no God? That's her dead. Death. Right down there. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? The word is the word of life. I stand here again by that same mantle that brought that girl back to life. You are yet alive. You are not dead. No devil can take you out before your time. No witch can take you out before your time. No wizard can take you out before your time. I decree you shall fulfill your days. If you are a believer, shout the loudest amen. And everyone in enemy captivity, everywhere they are, I declare they are out of that captivity. Shout the loudest, amen. Give the Lord a praise. Your word is life and light unto my soul. Will you place for me that chorus? For your word is, I shall esteem, Lord, your word more than my necessary food. For your word is life and light unto my soul. I shall esteem, Lord, your word more than my necessary food. For your word is life and light unto my soul. The word of God is the word of life. Number two, the word of God is the word of faith. Faith. Our faith hangs on the word. Is the word of faith. Romans chapter 10 and in verse 8, he said, it is the word, what saith it? The word is near you, even in your mouth, and it is, and in thy heart. That is the word of faith, which we preach. The word of God is the word of faith. In verse 17, he says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. 1 Thessalonians 1:8, he said, from you sounded forth the word of God. Not only in Macedonia or in Achaia, but also in every place, your faith towards God is spread abroad. The word sounded and faith spread. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 7, it says that we should pay attention. Remember them which have rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow. They possess the word, they possess the faith. We are looking at how critical the word is now. The word is critical enough to determine your life. It is now critical enough to determine your faith. And you know that your faith is connected also to your life. Because the just shall live by his word. By his word. Habakkuk chapter 2 and in verse 4. The just shall live by his faith. So if your faith is determining your life, The word is determining your life directly, and the word again is anchoring your faith, and your faith determines your life. How many of you know that your faith also determines your protection? Hebrews, Ephesians, chapter 5 and in verse 15. 16. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench the arrows, fiery darts of the wicked. So the word of God charges up your faith, and your faith protects you from missiles of hell, protects you from arrows of witchcraft, protects you from arrows of sudden death, protects you from arrows of disaster. We're about to go for a crusade somewhere. And someone said that there was one so-called prophet who prophesied some negative things about the crusade and so on and so forth. Oh yeah, that they say some negatives. And the person claimed that when so-and-so person was coming to hold crusade, he also predicted so-and-so, and that happened, and so-and-so, and so. So I told them, I say, it's balderdash, what they call hogwash. Oh, yeah. I don't want to use the other word. I say it will not come to pass. It is nullified, it is deleted, it is cancelled. Crusade came, crusade passed. The devil and his team were the only one that had the shame. Nothing. Whatever was predicted was buried with the predictor. Another one predicted something that is from negatives. Well, somebody comes, somebody predicted and says so and so, and then so and so. Something will happen to so-and-so, to themselves, and then something else will happen to another person. And then the person said, what they said will happen to the other person began to happen. And I said, hogwash. Balderdash. It will not happen. It came and it passed. So the person said, so what's happening? I said, there is a difference between minor prophet and major prophet. There is a difference. Minor prophets, when they prophesy, they shake like this. I see something. Major prophets prophesy with eyes open. Hand can be inside pocket. A full load of food can be on their table. What the devil tried to show me concerning myself cannot happen. How much less what you claim he showed you? Huh? Devil gave a wrong dream concerning himself. I told you before that the devil gave himself a deadline sometime, and I didn't tell my wife about it until the time passed. What negative thing he showed to me cannot come to pass. And I should believe the one you claim he showed to you. What kind of hearsay evidence is this? Am I communicating? So that person told me, say, I have learned something. So the moment the prophecy was coming out, I was deleting it and returning it back. I wouldn't even let the prophesier finish. He said, how is that? I said, no, I know too much to believe in what you are saying. I said, I have been close to a big elderly prophet. My wife knows what I'm talking about. And when we see prophecy that will come out will be very, very negative. If there were 90 prophecies, 80 will be negative. Elderly, big, is old enough to bomb me. As the first one land, I cancel it, return it back to him. There. Don't respect anybody enough to agree to a negative decree about your life. You say, I can see this. I say, no, that's cancelled. Incorrect. You say, and I say, cancelled. Incorrect. Can't happen. I'm sure the Baba was wondering, what kind of boy is this? And when that continued for a while, I gave him chance. Am I communicating at all? What is it that makes your faith to move to such a level? Word laudation. Light in the word is the answer to night in the world. Take your seat. Light in the world is the answer to the night of the world. If you want to handle the negativities and the darknesses of this world, just get light. When they are presenting you with night, delete it, nullify it, cancel it, neutralize them. Nobody has the right to predict your destiny without your choice. He said, I have placed before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Deuteronomy 30:15-19. Choose whichever one you choose. He didn't say whatever they say is compulsory. What do you choose? I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death. So somebody say he saw you in the coffin and that they are crying. Go, please do your best. Say, deleted, cancelled. He gave me a choice of life and death. I choose life. You can't see death for me. Huh? Somebody say, oh, I saw that you lost everything. In fact, I saw that you are moving about looking for begging. He said, deleted, canceled, nullified. He said, he gave me the choice of curses and blessing. I choose blessing. You can't impose curses on me. Look at somebody else and say, you have a choice in the matter. Say, it doesn't matter who is speaking. You have a choice in the matter. You have a choice in the matter. You have a choice. The just shall live by his faith, shall not live by his dreams, shall not live by somebody's prophecy. In the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ the resurrected Lord, I prophesy, I decree a new season, a new day, fresh help, fresh grace is upon you now. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Is somebody getting anything here tonight? That is the word of God. The word of God is the word of life. The word of God is the word of faith. Is the word of faith. Where the word is cast, faith is at risk. We speak the way we speak because we saw it in the word. Despite what any prognostication is saying. Number three, the word of God is the word of health. Your health hangs on the word. Is the word of health. Matthew chapter 4 verse 4, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that hangs, that proceeds from the mouth of God. That is what man shall live by. That's what man shall live by. Every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. You know that when people don't eat well, it's a sickness, malnutrition, it's protein energy malnutrition, malnutrition of all sorts, when people don't feed well. And when people are malnourished, immunity is low, infection and affliction multiplies very easily. That's how it is on the other side. In the book of Proverbs chapter 4 verse 20 to 21, Proverbs 4 verse 20 all the way to verse 22, he said, my son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings, let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to their flesh. The word of God is health. Vibrant, buoyant health is anchored on the word. Psalm 107 verse 20, he sent forth his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. When the word is sent, healings can happen. Luke chapter 5 and in verse 15, concerning Jesus, the Bible said that many people, but so much the more, when there a fame abroad of him, and a great multitude came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. They came to hear and to be healed. Everyone who is here today with any trace of disease in your body, any affliction anywhere in your organs, your systems, your tissues, your cells, by the hearing of this word, I declare the affliction is wiped out in the name of Jesus. I declare it is cleaned out in the name of Jesus. I declare it is deleted in the name of Jesus. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. So is it getting clear now that we don't just carry Bible for religious purpose? We don't just carry Bible to claim that we go to church. We don't just carry the Bible to fulfill all righteousness. Our life depends on this. Our faith is anchored on this. Our health depends on this. Our health. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. One of the most awarded men in history was Kenneth E.A. Hagin. One day he said, I have not had a headache in 50 years. 50 years. After the word of God pulled him out of the deathbed. Moved in literal health. E.W. Kenyon was one of those men that ate the word until he was almost a mystery to his generation. In his 80s, he walked so fast, young men would have to run to catch up with him. In his 80s, he walked so fast. When he passed, people would go and sit on his chair in his office and be healed. He walked so fast. The word of God is the word of health. Number four, the word of God is the word of hope. Is the word of hope. Is the word of hope. Our hope and confidence hang on the word. Word of hope. Psalm 119 speaks a lot about our hope in the word. Psalm 119 verse 49. It says, remember the word unto your servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope. You have caused me to hope by your word. Verse 81. My soul fainted for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. Hope. 114. Thou art my hiding place. And my shield. I hope in thy word. 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 Psalm 119 verse 116. I hope in thy word. Uphold me according unto thy word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Of my hope. Hope. Psalm 130 and in verse 5. Hope. Because of your word, I can't be ashamed of my hope. I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait. And in his word, do I hope. Somebody say amen. Why do we believe in the destiny of Nigeria? Word. Am I communicating? I've received text messages, calls from different people, both in Nigeria and out of Nigeria. Thank you for the things you are saying. It is giving us hope. It is giving us confidence. One pastor said, in a place of terrorist attack, they are able to still hold night vigil and go to church in the night because of the things you are declaring. He said, and there has been no negative consequence. If you and me are not hearing what we are hearing, maybe nobody will be going out of the room in the morning. You will just be afraid. In fact, those who climb Okada won't climb any Okada because it may be a terrorist motorcycle. Many have run out of Nigeria because they don't see any hope here. And we could run too if we wanted. But we'll be the last people standing here. And we'll never arrive at that point. The day where people like you and me will leave this country because of the devil, it will never come. It will never come. It's the devil that will live here for us. The whole world will be shocked very soon how God will sort out Nigeria. What has not been possible in other nations of the world? Or is it possible for terrorism to be totally handled? Is it possible for a country to go into the ditch like this and still come back? Is this people? They will see and be shocked. There is a prophetic word hanging on Nigeria concerning global evangelization that has not been scratched yet. This ground is a graveyard of killers. Is the earth here is the burial ground of terrorists, is the burial ground of their sponsors, is the burial ground of their collaborators, and their high priests, anywhere they came from, this earth will swallow them. We are not speaking just like that. There is a mantle for it. Elijah said, before God, whom I stand. We are aware that what is working for us is far heavier than what is trying to work against us. They have native doctors that charm for them. And they go out, they suck blood to become more powerful. We have a superior blood. It's the blood of Jesus. Their native doctor is not like us. There's a difference between Yam and what I am. If we see their native doctor now, they will die now. Now. Doesn't matter. If Lucifer, who sent them, is under my feet, then who are they? Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? She said, there is hope. Have you read Job chapter 14, verse 4, 7 before? I'd like you to see Nigeria there. For there is hope of a tree. Even it is, if it has been cut down, that it will sprout again, that the nation will shine again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease. Listen to verse 8. Even though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stalk has died in the ground, yet through the scent of water, the perfume of water, water is the word. That he might wash them with the cleansing of water by the word. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 26. Except the word is not released to confront it. Through the scent of the word, it will sprout again. And breathe.
bring forth balls like a plant. Nigeria will sprout again. Nigeria will bud again. This nation will be, the vegetations of Benue and Plateau and Adamawa and all the places here, it will flourish again. Tourism will flourish in this nation again. The mineral resources we haven't seen before will rise up out of this earth again. The time will come where evil people will find it difficult to survive here. Not to talk of anchoring power. Our currency will be strong again. Our passport will have value. Where somebody will feel like, I am a Nigerian, and he can say that in any country of the world and not be ashamed. I saw on, somebody sent me something on WhatsApp. Was it an imam? A sheikh? Was talking with anger. He said, don't be bothered now about religion, about tribe, about ethnicity. Be bothered about capacity. Say, eh? He said, are you happy the way you are ashamed to be called an indigenous of this country? He was talking with his big beard. His people are in front of him and they were all nodding. Say, let nobody who has corruption ever taste power. He said, when they say honesty, you are jittery. Are you dishonest? He was talking with Oda. Then I said, the fire is spreading. Spreading. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? How hopeless would we be if there was no God in this country? How hopeless will we be if there is no world? See how terrible the climate is a week plus or 2 weeks ago. Where everybody was afraid of whatever will happen next. Until that brutal vigil arrived with judgmental praise and deflammatized the air and deterrorized the climate. And everybody is walking. The word of God is our word of hope. I speak to someone here today. Every trace of hopelessness in your life. Every trace of hopelessness in your life. I declare that hopelessness arrested now. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Help me look at seven people, tell them there is hope for you, there is hope for you. Because of the word, there is hope for you. There is hope for you, there is hope for you. There is hope for you, there is hope for you, there is hope for you. Because of the word, there is hope for you. In the word, there is hope. There is hope. Shout the loudest amen. And say after me, there is hope for Nigeria. Because of the word, there is hope. He said, if a man die, shall he live again? All the days of our appointed time, we must wait. And our change will come. Give the Lord a big clap as you take your seat. Woo! Mm-hmm. Number five, the word of God is the word of what you are doing now. Is the word of joy. Because everywhere there is hope, joy flows. It just flows. It's the word of joy. It's the word of joy. Our joy hangs on the word. Jeremiah chapter 15 and in verse 16, he said, thy words were found
and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. Your word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart, for I am called by thy name.
The word of God is the word of joy, is the word of joy. Psalm 119 verse 162.
I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. When I stumbled at the word, I rejoice. Philippians chapter 2 and in verse 16. Philippians 2, 16. He said, holding forth the word of life that I may rejoice. Holding forth the word of life that I may rejoice. Rejoice both in this life and especially in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain. It is the word of joy. If not for the word, there would have been so much depression in our world today. The absence of the word is the presence of depression, is the presence of discouragement, is the presence of perplexity and anxiety, worry, doubt. Those things that cause depression, they are the products of lack of the word. Let God give you a fresh word, 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 a fresh word on a continuous basis. Right now, I take authority over the spell of depression. Everyone who is a victim of depression, today, the spirit of depression is arrested. The spirit of depression is released back to hell in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of hopelessness and despair, anxiety, worry concerning your family, concerning fruit of the womb, concerning marriage, life partner, concerning job and financial things, every depression surrounding you in that regard, I decree today, they are arrested in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. It is the word of joy. And finally for today, the word of God is the fuel for prayer. It fuels prayer. It's the fuel for prayer. Our prayer life hangs on the word. It hangs on the word. So, wordlessness leads to prayerlessness. Every time you see light out of the word, it gives you raw material for prayer. Hosea chapter 14 verse 2. Take with you words. And when you have words, you will naturally turn to the Lord. If you are not turning, it's because you don't have what to turn with. Take with you words and turn. The time I told you that I'll read 40 chapters a day and finish the Bible in 1 month, at those times, I can pray 10 hours non-stop. Yes. 7 hours, 10 hours. That is, before you can say, thank you, Jesus. That is, before you say one word in English, you have gone 7 hours. It's not today. Anybody who say, this man is lucky, you better come and experience the luck. Praise the Lord. Because the prayer just flows endlessly. There is one thing or the other you need to tell God based on what you are seeing. It just charges you up like fuel. It just keeps flowing. Whether it is intercession for the nations, prayer for them, whatever, there is something, or even for yourself, You are seeing where God wants you to be versus where you are. The realm of manifestation that you are meant to be in versus what you are seeing. That one will make you pray for hours without saying a thing in English yet. You don't know how to express it. You don't know how to put it. You know that your spirit is heavy. You are loaded with desire, but English cannot express it. You come to a point where even the tongue itself begins to lack the syllables. It begins to lack individual words. It now advances into groanings. Words that can't be uttered. A syllabic. Am I communicating at all? You don't struggle for a prayer life if you have settled your word life. Take your seat, write it down. You don't struggle for a prayer life if you have settled your word life. You don't struggle for a prayer life if you have settled your word life. You don't struggle for a prayer life if you have settled your word life. You don't struggle for a prayer life. John chapter 15 verse 7. John 15 7 he said. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask. Since you couldn't put it on the screen, I'm quoting it for you. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask. Asking is natural, is effortless. Just let the word abide in you. Just be word loaded. You shall ask. Whatever. You will, and it will be done. So, this is how it is. Anything that determines your life and determines your faith, determines your health, determines your hope, because people commit suicide when they lose hope. Am I communicating? Determines your hope at the peak of hopelessness. So, what is this life all about? It determines your hope and confidence. Determines your joy. You are not depressive. Someone said to me, if people hang around you, they are always happy and they are always laughing. It's true. My wife and my children, they are just enjoying their life in laughing. I'll just say one thing, they will scatter and be laughing. They have recorded me many things that I cannot allow them to post. Laughter moments. Daddy, can I post this one? No way. The jokes, the laughters, the explosions, the excitements. This is for the house. Hallelujah. Smith Wigglesworth was permanently, this every time you catch him, he was in the smile. That was a man that read the word every 30 minutes. Immaculately dressed. Sharp, smart. Permanently with a smile. Every single 30 minutes, he must open the Bible. How did he live his life? I don't know. The first time Lester Sumner went to his house, he was carrying a newspaper under his shoulder. He looked at him, he said, what is that you are carrying? Don't carry that lie into this house. He said, such documents don't enter here. Lester Sumner didn't know what he was involved in until the man held him and prayed for about 3 hours without sleep. I think he was almost regretting what took him there.
before he released him, he anointed him, his head, with his tears. Held him and cried on his head. Tears fell on his head and he released him. I'm sure you know of Lester Sumrall. That man was one of the most dangerous men who ever existed. He went to the country of the Philippines. And the whole nation was in uproar because there was a mad girl that overpowered the whole country. Nobody knew what to do. They would put her in prison. She would break prison doors. They had to lock the prison how many times? Everybody was tired. Country was tired. Then at that time, he arrived at the country. They said there is a national emergency. He said, what is it? When they told him, he said, take me there. And they asked him, put me in the prison. Lock both of us inside. Go with the key. Hey! By the time it was true, when the demons saw him, they found their level. Because there is ranking in this thing. When a general appears, any misbehaving captain will adjust himself. Oh, there is ranking in this matter. So a higher rank arrived, and these demons were junior devils that terrorized the whole nation. They checked out. He went to Southern America. He met a voodoo priest pouring blood into the mouth of a bullfrog in incantation. He didn't take the man's permission. He didn't ask him anything. He held him and said, get out of him, devil. I mean, you went to your village and met a native doctor and caught him by the head and casted the devil out of him without saying one word to him. The devil got out. The high priest was free on the spot. His incantation could not work again. he became delivered by force without his permission. Then in the night, where he was sleeping, the horde of demons arrived, vibrated the room, vibrated the bed, the curtain on the wall, lifted from the wall, and it was curtain that was like this now, stood up until it was 90 degrees to the wall. Curtain standing on the wall by itself. Bed vibrated. The guy was sleeping. He woke up. He said, devil, I recognize you. I cast you out in the daytime from that man, and I have not changed my mind. Be on your way now. Vibration ended. Curtain dropped. The devils went. But he noticed that in the course of the vibration, the bed he was lying on has shifted from the wall. Then he rushed to the window and said, devils, come back! When you came here, you met this bed on the wall. Push it back before you go. Hey! Hey! Will you stand on your feet in the shadow of victory? Look at your neighbor, say, that is my level of power. I am stepping into that realm. I can never be afraid of the devil. Another day of my life. And in your life, we're about to tell the devil to put it back. That amen is to paralyze. Everything the devil has tempered with in your life is being restored right now. Everything the devil has tempered with in our nation is being restored right now. Everything he has damaged in your destiny is being put back right now. Somebody say, put it back! word man, anointed him with his tears, and he became a word person himself, stepped into unusual authority. If there is something that determines your life, and that thing determines your faith, and it determines your health, and determines your hope, determines your joy, and determines your prayer life, is that something to play with? Take your seat. Let me give you two counsels and we shall stand and pray. What is a counsel that goes without saying? Number one, feed on the word. As feed on the word daily in one form or the other, like you feed on physical food. Just like I hunger for the physical food, that's just the way that I hunger for you. Feed on the word daily in one form or the other, like you feed on the physical food. Matthew chapter 4 verse 4, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Job chapter 23 verse 12, we read that already. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. When I say one form or the other, I mean reading the raw Bible, listening to a preached word such as this, reading a word-based material that helps you get a clearer understanding of the word. Whatever it is, let the word get into your spirit on a daily basis. I was speaking to someone yesterday and I told the person, 4 chapters a day of the Bible is not bad. 30 minutes of listening to a preached message, between 30 minutes to 1 hour daily, is not bad. And so on and so forth. But you have this schedule just to charge up your prayer life, charge up your joy, charge up your hope, charge up your faith, charge up your health, and enhance the quality of your life. I see people that are of physical age with myself, and I see some of them, I see myself like almost like 10 years younger in look. Some like almost 20 years younger in look. The word. You satisfied my mouth with good things. Bible is called the good word of the Lord. So that my youth is renewed. Like the eagles. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? The youth is renewed. Hallelujah. Number two, identify action points in the word to work on in order to see effects. In order to see effective results, identify action points to work on. That I hunger for you, I want you to know, Lord, I hunger for you. I want you to know, Lord, that I hunger for you. I want you to know that I hunger for you. I want you to know, Lord, that I hunger for you. I want you to know that I hunger for you more than I hunger for the physical food. That's just the way that I hunger for you more than I hunger for the physical food. That's just the way that I hunger for you. I want you to know, Lord, that I hunger.
I want you to know that I hunger for you. I want you to know that I hunger for you. I want you to know I want you to know.
Stand up on your feet everywhere you are and just lift up your hands. Father, fill me. Father, fill. Three prayers we are going to pray before we proceed. That I hung up.
I want you to know that I hung. I want you to know that I hunger for you. I want you to know. Oh, I want you to know that I hunger for you. I want you to know that I hunger.
Lift up your hands and say after me, say, Father, thank you for the night.
Thank you for your word.
I appreciate you for the rain of your word to me tonight. I know my life can never remain the same. Thank you, Lord, for your word tonight in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and thank the Lord for his word. Thank you for his word.
Lord, I hunger for you.
Jesus. Lift your hands now and say after me, say, Father,
Father,
I ask for a baptism of hunger
for your word
today.
In the name of Jesus,
hunger for your word
today
and discipline to act on your word. I receive now, in the name of Jesus, hunger for your word and discipline to act on your word. I receive it now, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Hunger for your word.
Out of the world.
In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord has answered us in Jesus' name. How many of us believe that concerning Nigeria, God is already answering us? So many indicators. If you go on online, all manner people, it's like there is a resurrection. It's like, what have we been watching? What kind of rubbish have we been watching? What kind of charm is this? Someone sent me a message and said, even Nigeria is coming so aggressively forward in sports right now that the glory of Nigeria is coming back. In current Commonwealth gold games going on, I think they say they have up to 11 gold medals now. Eh? One broke the world's record. A female Nigerian broke world record. I think they say aside from Kenya, Nigeria should have the highest gold medals from Africa. Is that confirmed? We are first in Africa currently. 15 right now. 70 in the world. What are you telling me? Somebody say restoration. Say the prayers have been answered. And God will answer us them all. Now, they are showing us now. Gold medalist. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Okay. That's right. Give the Lord a bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. As they went to win the goal now, did they determine which tribe before they gave them the gold medal? Did they determine what pride, what religion? Huh? But here, you cannot be minister of this except you are from so and so. You cannot be in charge of this ministry or be in charge of this particular section of the military or whatever except you are from so and so. But it's going to collapse. Mediocrity that has always been fighting meritocracy. Useless ethnicity that is fighting capacity. That has led to all manner of frustration and degeneration. Run the nation until you run it aground. Giant of Africa becoming like a midget. It's being restored. It's being restored. Give the Lord a big clap for the answer to the prayers and the restoration. We are going to fire 5 prayer grenades tonight. And while the prayer is on, God will open your eyes. There are altars that are serviced with the blood of victims of kidnap, victims of terrorism, victims of banditry. And these altars must be shut down. In 1 Kings chapter 18 and in verse 24, the Bible said, "And call ye on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord, and the God that answered by fire, let him be God." And all the people answered and said, "It is well spoken." And in verse 38, "Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench." Lift your voice and say, "Father, we ask for the destruction by fire of every bloodthirsty altar behind banditry, terrorism, and kidnapping in Nigeria. We demand that these altars be roasted by fire everywhere they are located in Nigeria now, in the name of Jesus." Again, "Father, we ask for the destruction by fire of every bloodthirsty altar behind banditry, terrorism, kidnapping in Nigeria. We demand that these altars be roasted by fire everywhere they are located in Nigeria, in Jesus' name." Open your mouth and pray. "We ask for the destruction by fire of every not just the altar behind banditry, terrorism, and kidnapping in Nigeria. We demand that these altars be roasted by fire. We demand In Jesus' precious name we pray. Every altar is serviced by priests. Any herbalist from anywhere they imported, any malam, any blood-sucking priest of heaven,
blood-sucking
altars of wickedness, banditry, kidnapping, and terrorism in Nigeria,
we decree
their immediate destruction. And death by the fire of the Spirit.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
See, as
we say, Father,
we demand
the judgment and sentence
of death
on every satanic priest administry,
blood-sucking
altars
of wickedness,
banditry,
kidnapping,
and terrorism
in Nigeria.
We decree
their immediate
destruction.
And death
by the fire
of the Spirit.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
open your mouth and pray.
Father, we demand
the judgment and sentence of death
on
every satanic priest
administering
blood sucking
of
wickedness,
banditry,
kidnapping,
and
terrorism in Nigeria.
We declare
their immediate destruction
and death
by the fire
of the Spirit,
Lord.
In the name of
Jesus.
Father, we demand
a judgment
and
sentence of
death
on
every satanic
priest
administering
blood sucking
altars
of wickedness,
banditry,
kidnapping,
and terrorism
in Nigeria.
We decree
their immediate
destruction
and
death
by the fire
of
the Spirit.
Oh Lord,
in
Jesus'
name.
The Lord
has said us in
Jesus' name.
Revelation
chapter 12, verse
11a.
And they overcame
him by the blood
of the Lamb
and by
the word
of their
testimony.
We are going to
neutralize by
the blood of Jesus
every
blood
speaking
and working
against the destiny
of Nigeria.
Anywhere
they
place
blood
to
work against the
destiny of
Nigeria,
we neutralize.
Lift your
voice and say, Father,
we neutralize
by the blood
of Jesus
every
ritualistic
blood
speaking
and
working
against
the
destiny
of Nigeria.
We
neutralize
such
voices
and
working
by the
blood
of Jesus
in the
name of Jesus.
Say,
Father,
we
neutralize
by the
blood of Jesus
every
ritualistic
blood
speaking
and
working
against
the destiny
of
Nigeria.
We
neutralize
such
voices
and
working
by the
blood of
Jesus.
In
the name of
Jesus,
open
your mouth
and pray.
Father,
in the
name of Jesus,
we neutralize
every
ritualistic
blood
speaking
and
working against
the
destiny of
Nigeria.
We
neutralize
and
walking
by the
blood of
Jesus
in the
name of
Jesus.
Father,
we neutralize
by
the blood of Jesus
every
ritualistic
blood
speaking
and walking
against
the
destiny
of Nigeria.
We
neutralize
such voices
and
walking
by
the blood
of Jesus
in the
name of
Jesus.
Father,
we neutralize
by
the blood
of
Jesus
every
ritualistic
blood
speaking
and walking
against
the
destiny
of Nigeria.
We
neutralize
such voices
and
workings
by the
blood
of Jesus.
In the
name of
Jesus,
Father,
we
neutralize
by the
blood of
Jesus
every
ritualistic
law
speaking
and working
against
the destiny
of
Nigeria.
Father,
we neutralize
such voices
and
working
by the
blood
of Jesus.
In the
name
of
Jesus,
the
Lord has
answered us
in Jesus'
name.
If we are
to wait
for
things to
change
at
national
leadership
level,
before
everything
happens
good,
the
whole country
may finish
before
even
the
2023.
Am
I communicating?
At
the rate
in which
the currency
is
diving,
we are
going to pray.
Father,
have mercy
on our
economy.
Have
mercy
on our
currency.
We
ask
for
restoration.
In
Job 22
and in
verse
28,
thou
shalt
also
decree
a thing,
and
it shall
be
established
unto thee,
and
the
light
shall
shine
upon
thy
ways.
Say, Father,
Father,
we ask
for your intervention
in the economy
and currency
of our nation.
We decree
that our economy
shall not totally
collapse,
and our money
shall not become useless.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
Father, we ask
for your intervention
in the economy
and currency
of our nation.
We decree
that our economy
shall not totally
collapse,
and our money
shall not become useless.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
open your mouth and pray. I know you are going to give an offering tonight. Take one piece of the money and lift it up, or all of it if you want, as a point of contact for God to visit our economy and currency. Is that possible? Yeah, do it. If you don't have, no problem. That's right. Somebody might assist you to lift up something, but depending on your agreement with him, you can return it after the lifting. In case it is not a gift, but... Now, let's spread that prayer again. Say, Father,
Father,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
we ask
for your intervention
in the economy
and currency
of our nation.
We decree
that our economy
shall not totally
collapse,
and our money
shall not become useless.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
again, Father,
we ask
for your intervention
in the economy
and currency
of our nation.
We decree
that our economy
shall not collapse,
and our money
shall not
become useless.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
open your mouth and let's pray.
Father, help.
Father,
we ask for your intervention in the economy and currency of our nation. We decree that our economy shall not totally collapse, and our money shall not become useless, Lord. In the name of Jesus. We decree intervention in the economy and currency of our nation. We decree that our economy shall not totally collapse, and our money shall not become useless. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let us say to the Hazard. Let Parata Sata Kalala. Yato separate Gagadina. Let Parata Sata Kaladina. Yata Sata Lala. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. The Lord has answered us in Jesus' name. Isaiah 35 and in verse 1 to 2. The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and sing it. The glory of Lebanon, the glory of Nigeria shall be given unto her. The excellency
of Abuja and Lagos, they shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. Somebody say a loud amen.
Say, Father, we ask for the full recovery and restoration of the glory of Nigeria. We ask that the full potential, glory, and destiny of Nigeria shall be fully released in this season. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, we ask for the full recovery and restoration of the glory of Nigeria. We ask that the full potential, glory, and destiny of Nigeria shall be fully released in this season. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Precious name. Amen. The Lord has answered us. Lift up your hands and receive and appreciate Him for answer to prayers. And also receive your own testimony tonight. Lift your hands high everywhere.
of gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can be of.
I need, oh, I need every hour.
I need you. Oh, bless me now, my Savior.
I come
to you. Lift up your hand.
Your two hands everywhere you are.
Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to you.
Lift your hands high.
And Jesus grow. Jesus rose. Jesus rose.
And he said,
lift your hands up. I see divine encounters happening here, but I see very many encounters overnight. I see the Lord intervening in the life of someone. You won't die before your time. The quality of your life is being enhanced right now. Your faith will not help out there. Your faith will not fail you. I see a new level of boldness, a new level of confidence. Your health will not fail. That disease in your body is being arrested right now. That bone condition, that spinal condition, the heart condition. Jehovah is intervening and interfering right now. The hearing situation, the eye situation is being healed right now. That's right. Fruit of the womb released. Spirit husband arrested. Nightmares arrested. Satanic. Your hope shall not be lost. Your hope shall not be lost. I decree the restoration of hope. Your joy. I curse that spirit of depression. And somebody's prayer fire is being restored. Prayer fire is being restored. Study fire is being restored. Lift your two hands and at the count of three, receive the one that is yours tonight. Receive the one that is yours tonight. Father, let the fire fall. Let the power fall. Let the healing fall. Let the life release. Let strength come. Let help come. In the name of Jesus. And at the count of three, 1, 2, and 3. I receive.
Yeah, what does you do? When you hold the future in your hands,
I cannot say what does
you do? When you hold the future in your hands. For you hold the truth.
I cannot hear what I
do. Pick your bags and Bibles.
One.
Unto Jesus I surrender all.
Unto thee
my
I freely give.
Communion servants can also take their position.
Love and trust thee.
Present
I surrender all.
Here also tonight, and you are in need of addiction being broken, lifestyle you are not happy with, something you know God is not happy with, and you want that broken. Also, quickly come forward here and let us pray for you. Pick your Bibles and your bags. Drinking, smoking, womanizing, prostitution, gambling, lying, cheating, duping, fraud, whatever it is, you want that yoke broken.
Lord, I give you my heart.
Give you my soul.
Live for you alone.
I
live for you alone.
Every moment I'm away.
Have your way, Lord.
Have your way.
Place your hand on your chest. And say, Jesus, I receive forgiveness for my sins. Today, it is my decision to follow you forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, I pray for your children. I ask that the hold of sin be broken off their lives and the grace to live for God be released upon them.
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.